From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. And there's been a lot of talk online about Jason Collins, the NBA player from the Celtics and the Wizards who came out as gay this week. And some of that talk is offensive. Janelle Burley Hoffman is a mother of five who helps us understand how to behave with technology. She found a website, thinkbeforeyouspeak.com, that tracks anti-gay slurs being used on Twitter. For her family, it was a good conversation starter about what's appropriate language to use online and in real life.
The tracker in particular was a great tool and a tangible tool to show our children that it's actually happening. When you see close to 20,000, you know, derogatory terms used just on Twitter alone today, and how powerful our language is when it becomes our cultural norm to read and speak and say these words in our daily lives.
When kids are being kids around each other, they might be experimenting with edgy language. Everybody does that, right? When you showed your son these sort of larger numbers, what was his reaction?
He really responded with seriousness, and he just couldn't believe it. And he actually said, hey, can we check that again, you know, the next day? And we were looking at it, and I heard him bring it up to a few of his friends. So it's also this very teachable moment that we could take off the screen and bring it into the world to show our kids that this is real, this is measurable, and it has an impact.
You can obviously show your kids this tracker and show them how this language is being used. But a lot of the time that kids spend online is by themselves. It's outside of their parents' purview, unless they're friends with them on Facebook.
Parents need to be present, number one, because if you wouldn't tolerate your child talking like this in person or near you or around you or at school, then we should have zero tolerance for it online as well. And I think that's an important takeaway message is we need to know, certainly we're not going to know everything, but we need to know how our children are talking and why they're saying we need to parent the screens the same way we need to parent away from the screens. And that includes the language they use.
It's probably not a good idea for you to post a comment on their Facebook post. That's probably not the way to go about having this dialogue, right?
Absolutely not. I would say pull the plug on all the technology and have a face-to-face dialogue about it, because I think when children can see the seriousness in your eyes and when you have a deliberate conversation about a topic, then that makes it permanent. They can give you feedback. They can talk about their experience. You can use different examples. And I think it builds that bridge to communication when we step away from the social media to parent and have a face-to-face conversation.
Janelle Burley Hoffman also teaches parenting workshops in Massachusetts. Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you.